Welcome to IT Depends, the podcast where we take the noise out of IT and talk about what technology really means for a small and medium-sized business. No hype, no unnecessary jargon, just clear conversations about the choices that shape your business today and tomorrow. I'm glad you're listening because this episode lands at a very particular moment in the year. It's that time again. Calendars are filling up with the final meetings, inboxes slow down just enough to feel manageable, and everywhere you hear the same sentence. We look at it in January. And honestly, that sentence is exactly why I wanted to record this episode now. Because December is not a quiet month for IT, it only looks quiet on the surface. Underneath, this is the moment where small decisions, half decisions, or no decisions at all quietly lock in the reality of the next 12 months. Many companies still treat IT a bit like accounting. Once the year is closed, mentally it's done. Budgets are approved, invoices are processed, and there is this collective sense that everything resets in January. But IT doesn't work that way. Systems don't magically start fresh on January the 1st. Risks don't expire because the calendar changes. Technical debt doesn't disappear just because you survived another year without a major incident. And yet, this is exactly the moment when attention drops. Fewer people are in the office. Monitoring is lighter and assumptions take over. December isn't dangerous because everything goes wrong. It's dangerous because everyone assumes everything is fine. One of the most common things I hear this time of the year, we'll fix that next year. And let's be honest about what that usually means. It doesn't mean January, it often means February or April, or let's see how things go. And here's the uncomfortable truth. Postponement is not neutral. Postponement is a decision. It's a decision to accept risks for a bit longer. A decision to live with inefficiencies. A decision to hope that nothing breaks while attention is elsewhere. Hope is not a strategy, especially not in IT. If something feels uncomfortable now, it won't magically feel better in a few months. It will usually become more urgent, more expensive, and far more stressful. That's why, instead of talking about trends or shiny new tools, I want to slow things down and focus on clarity. Before this year ends, there are a few realities every business should be honest about. Not to panic, not to overhaul everything in December, but to see clearly where you stand, because clarity now prevents chaos later. If your core systems go down tomorrow, do you truly know how fast you can be operational again? Not we have backups or our IT partner set something up years ago, but real recovery. Time with real expectations. How long until people can work again? How much data could we realistically lose? These are not theoretical questions. They only feel theoretical because nothing has gone wrong recently, until it does. Then there is access. Do you know who has access to what today? Not on paper, not in a policy document, but in reality. People change roles. People leave. External partners come and go. Temporary access becomes permanent without anyone noticing. Over time, access rights drift away from the actual structure of the business. That drift is slow, silent, and incredibly common. And December is often when it's at its worst. Because everyone assumes it will be cleaned up later. And then there is the question nobody really enjoys asking. Are you paying for IT that no longer delivers value? Unused licenses, overlapping tools, platforms that made sense 2 or 3 years ago but no longer fit how the business works today. This kind of waste doesn't scream for attention. It just quietly drains budgets month after month. December is full of silent waste. And most companies never look closely enough to see it. At the same time, there is a lot of excitement about AI and automation. You can't open LinkedIn without seeing another post about how AI will transform everything next year. And yes, AI can be incredibly powerful. It can save time, surface insights, and remove friction. But here's what rarely gets said out loud. AI doesn't fix chaos, it amplifies it. If your data is messy, AI makes the mess faster. If access control is unclear, AI spreads risk faster. If processes aren't documented, AI just automates confusion. This period at the end of the year is the perfect moment to ask a very simple but a very important question. Are we actually ready to benefit from AI, or are we just excited by the idea of it? The companies that will get real value from AI next year are not the ones that jumped on it first. They are the ones that cleaned up their foundations quietly, methodically, and sometimes boringly this year. The same applies for security. Buying security software doesn't mean you're secure. It means you bought potential. Security only works if people understand it, use it, and respect it. December is a great moment to look beyond dashboards and tools and focus on behavior. Do people recognize phishing attempts? Do they report incidents, or do they quietly delete suspicious emails and move on? Do security rules feel logical and supportive, or like obstacles that get in the way of getting work done? Security culture doesn't reset in January, it carries over, always. If people cut corners now because things feel quieter, that behavior will follow them into the new year. If awareness is low now, it won't magically improve because the year changes. When companies start planning to the new year, they often rush forward without really looking back. New goals, new projects, new roadmaps, but real strategy doesn't start with planning forward. It starts with reflection. What caused friction this year? Where did IT slow the business down instead of supporting it? What created stress, even if it never made it into a report? And just as important, what worked quietly and reliably without drama? Those answers are more valuable than any trend report or vendor presentation, because if you don't learn from the last year, next year will look especially similar. Just louder, more pressure, higher expectations, and less margin for error. So no, I'm not telling you to buy that 10 new tools before the year ends. I'm not telling you to rush big projects into December. I'm telling you to see clearly. Strong IT isn't flashy. It's calm, predictable, almost boring in the best possible way. And boring IT is what allows a business to focus on growth, customers, and people instead of firefighting and damage control. If this episode made you slightly uncomfortable, that's a good sign. It means you're paying attention. Use these last weeks of the year not to switch off completely, but to understand where you really stand. Not to judge, not to panic, just to see clearly. In the next episode, we look forward again. But we do it with our eyes open, grounded in reality instead of in assumptions. Thank you for listening to IT Depends, and I will see you next year again. The first episode of January will be in the first week of January. Keep an eye on our podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting us the last year, and we see you back the next year.